What about LLCs? If someone has a limited liability company from the US, which, just to provide context for those who don't know, it's a hybrid entity. So unless someone makes a special election, it is deemed to be tax transparent. So typically in the US, the LLC itself is not usually taxed, but the members, whether it's a single member or you have multiple members, in which case it's a partnership, the tax would lie in the hands of the members rather than the entity. So that's generally how it is. So let's bring that into Portugal. Someone moves to Portugal, being a member of an LLC, what happens there?
In the respect of the taxation, the principles would be the same, will not change. The way that an individual that moves to Portugal receives income from an LLC would be treated more or less in the same way in the past. Under the NHR regime, we had the discussion about how that income would qualify from a tax perspective in Portugal, either as an investment income or even business income or other type of income not specifically foreseen in the double tax treaty, because under the NHR regime, it was relevant to evaluate how the income would be treated under the double tax treaties concluded by Portugal. And the exemption from taxation would depend also on that. With this new regime, if someone moves to Portugal and has the right to this new tax incentive because, for example, performs a role in a Portuguese company that can qualify for the regime. Apart from that, also has income from an LLC in the US, would be exempt from taxation. Because this new regime grants exemption of foreign income without additional requirements in terms of having actual taxation at source, for example, or the other country have the right to tax.
Okay, so this is potentially a step up from what existed before. Again, once you qualify, and of course it's more difficult to qualify under this new regime, but once you do qualify, no further questions, foreign source income excluded. Simple.
We can use also as an example the discussion around capital gains, because under the NHR, usually taxation of capital gains, for example, the portfolio securities, as a general rule, would be taxed at 28% and would not benefit from the exemption. In this case of the new regime, the new tax incentive, it could be the case that also, for example, capital gains on securities are exempt.
Okay. Again, it's simple. I mean, it is potentially, not potentially, it clearly is more attractive than the situation that existed before. That's good to know. Of course, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but it's more difficult to qualify for this new regime than the old one.